Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited about the show today. You're listening to the Michelle Bond Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Chrissy here, my producer. Hi, Chrissy.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. We've also got Andriana Rainville, where we're going to be talking about achieving and maintaining optimal wellness in a hectic world. I'm just so excited. It's going to be a very interesting show, but there's also something else I'm very excited about, and that is something that's going to happen on Sunday. On Sunday, Dr. Pat, Laura Langley, and myself are going to be at the Northwest West Women's Show in Seattle at the CenturyLink Event Center. We are going to be on a panel talking about enriching all areas of your life, passion, purpose, and action. It's going to be a very exciting discussion, and I'd love to see you all come out there from 12 to 1:30 on Sunday, March 3rd. Again, that's the Northwest Women's Show. I look forward to seeing you all there. Did you guys, Chrissy and Andriana, did you guys see the moon last night?
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a full moon. Is bright and shining, it was just absolutely fabulous. But the full moon lots of times causes people to kind of act out and be a little bit crazy. And that is especially true with what's going on right now because of where the where the planets are placed in the heavens. There's something going on in the skies right now. And what's going on is that on Saturday, Mercury went retrograde. And when Mercury grows retrograde, you have all kinds of problems with computers and communications, and you can have issues with short-term travel and things like that. But the deal is that Mercury is with Mars, and whenever this happens and Mars is involved, it really heats things up, so things get really complicated and they move really quickly. And then we've got Venus there, which is our relationship. So with Mercury being the planet of information and communication, and Mars being there heating everything up, and Venus being there, the planet of relationship, lots of people are getting some very quick information about relationships, about whether it's friendships or romantic relationships or partnerships or things like that. And this information is giving them insight into who is exactly in their camp, who is and who is not in their camp. And so this happened last week, right before Mercury went retrograde. A bunch of servers went down, and I know in Virginia they lost the internet for a while, so people couldn't even get on their computers. So this is true. But an interesting thing happened with me on Friday, and that is I sent out a lot of emails to people from different websites and different email addresses, and then I woke up yesterday, Monday morning, to a lot of these people calling me saying they didn't get them. You know, which is no big deal, so I resent them. Except there was this one woman who was extremely irate that she had not gotten my email. So I sent it to her again. And then I managed to get five or six voicemails from her after that, accusing me of all kinds of stuff, because she still hadn't gotten the email. So she just was irate and accusing me of all kinds of nonsense. But anyway, she clearly was not in my camp. So then I remembered something that I read about 1.5 years ago that I want to share with you because I feel that it will help you keep things in perspective and give you insight into how to deal with these people who are clearly not in your camp. So this is the philosophy tip of the day. And it comes to us from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Now, Patanjali was a sage who lived many years ago, and he cognized these Yoga Sutras. Yoga means union, sutra means stitch. So these Yoga Sutras are stitches for your soul. The way the soul can teach you how to recognize it so that you realize who you truly are and you can manifest the wildest dreams in your life. And that Yoga Sutra says, by cultivating attitudes of friendliness towards the happy, compassion for the unhappy, delight in the virtuous, and disregard toward the wicked, the mind stuff retains its undisturbed calmness. So, we just need to disregard those who are in our camp, and we will have peace of mind. Alrighty, we are going to be talking to Andreana Rainville right now, who is an RN and an LMP. She is a master practitioner, lecturer, and instructor who focuses on the issues of chronic illness and infection, detoxification, fertility, autism, and pain management, to name a few. She is an accredited teacher of 5 levels of healing programs from German functional medicine. We're going to be talking about achieving and maintaining optimal wellness in a hectic world. Welcome, Andreana.
Thank you so much.
So how do we, Andreana, how do we gain and maintain our energy when things out there are just so hectic and just so crazy?
Well, I think that your starting off tip, you know, about your attitude is such a vital importance to it, because one of the things that I'm always amazed at is how people connect into thought fields and then choose to connect into a thought field or a diagnosis or, you know, the person that's telling you how you're going to be dependent in your health especially, and it's not always true. And one of the things that I've been so lucky to have so many brilliant mentors and people who've brought all these different kinds of knowledge base on the healing side of things, and in working with them, watching miracles, watching people who've been told, you know, you might as well go home and get your affairs in order. You've got this diagnosis, and so we're just going to, you know, there's nothing to be done for you. Goodbye. And then watching my mentors or people that I'd worked with for years step in and say, well, hey, wait a second. Have you dealt with these 7 factors, or have you dealt with the 5 levels of healing? And watch that enter into people's lives and be able to really make amazing differences. And I think part of that's because we're designed to be healthy, not really designed to be sick and decrepit. It's not how the body works in its natural state. So a lot of what I kind of decided, I'm from traditional medicine, and so are the practitioners I work with. You know, we've got the biochemist, and we've got the engineer, and we've got the psychologist, and, you know, we came from these very traditional backgrounds, but decided, you know, there's something missing here, and I don't want to get caught into this just rote, formulaic way of addressing a person who's in front of me as a diagnosis or an illness. And so, you know, that concept of finding your friendliness and your compassion and your light and knowing when to disregard is such an important piece of finding health and happiness.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, it's a funny thing. Through the German functional medicine was, I started off really more in a spa setting. So there was a lot about mind-body, there was a lot about meditation, about yoga, about diet, about exercise, about stress management and relaxation. I grew up in the islands. Kauai is a very laid-back kind of place. Mm-hmm. So it was entertaining to come here to the mainland, and to Seattle isn't exactly what I would call, you know, driven compared to work I've done in other countries or on the East Coast. So it was really fun to connect in with this German functional medicine thing and learn this way of helping people see you've got lots of options, that it's often the illness that's presenting in your life, or the disease, or the just not quite living up to your full potential, because I'm so amazed at how often we're talked into believing half force is normal. Oh, that's just aging. And I'm like, well, no. I've seen a lot of people in their 80s and 90s that are playing tennis, and they're swimming, and they're biking, and they're cognitively aware, and they're doing things out in the world. They're happy. They're spreading their joy. And that, to me, is living, not just staying outside of a lab parameter that says you're well or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, one of the things that we look at is that we have this concept of there are five levels of healing, and it's not a new concept. It comes from the Vedics, and that whole concept of, you know, we all have a physical body, and it's, you know, it's more about what we do with our structure, what we put in our mouths, how we're kind of sleeping, feeling, and all of these things. And unfortunately, here in the States, I see a lot of people really just focusing on just the physical body, kind of dismissing the fact that there's also an electrical body, which is more like your brain and your nervous system, and a mental body, your thoughts. It's amazing how your thoughts can affect, you know, perception is everything. And beyond your thoughts, you've got that intuitive world that's kind of you and your family, your clan, and that whole energy coming together. And then up above that is, you know, whatever you connect to on a spiritual level and whatever that, you know, means to different people. And the thought is that if we can fuel things on the lower levels, it'll provide the energy for the upper levels to then create order that structures everything down below. So if we get off on any of these different levels, you could take the best supplements in the world and exercise 5 times a day, but if you've got that thought process that you're just ruminating about, oh, I've been diagnosed with diabetes and I'm going to, you know, because so-and-so in my family had it, it's going to go this way. It's amazing how that thought process can really create havoc on everything good you're doing for yourself. So we try to kind of help teach people about watching. And it's not like you have to be perfect on any of these different levels. If we kind of go for the 80% rule. If you do, you know, about 80% on each different level, things, miraculous things start to happen and create an environment to really be healthy and vibrant in. And
that is true, Andriana. I'm so glad you are discussing that, because we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue this discussion. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We have with us today Andreana Rainville, and we're talking about achieving and maintaining optimal wellness in a hectic world. So before the break, we were talking about how people can be given a diagnosis, and if they buy into that diagnosis, then they're probably not going to heal. But if they don't buy into that diagnosis, then there's opportunity for them to heal. So it's a lot about your mindset that's involved in healing. Isn't that right, Andreana?
Definitely. And it's not to say to be, ignorant of what you're having to deal with, or, you know, denial is not the answer, but it's really about the fact that you in your natural state is perfect health. And, you know, and what we do at Holistic Healing Arts is we try to figure out what got you off of the normal path here, because the thing is, most people didn't just get sick one day. That's an accident. That's an injury. Oh, this happened to you, and then you had like a structural problem. But for most of the folks that we see, we've sort of lumped everything into this concept of seven factors. And some bits or pieces of these seven concepts is off in your life. And what we try to do is help people understand how to look at these different things. And so, you know, one of the big things that I have nothing but the greatest respect and gratitude to Bill Moyers for is his exposé on toxins and how every person on this planet is just being overrode with heavy metals, with chemicals, with xenobiotics. You know, biotoxins from infections are another thing that we deal with a lot. Solvents. I'm, you know, so amazed at how things like makeup and lotions and things that we would think are really here to make us feel better are mm-hmm. often poisonous. And so we yes. can really kind of show people, let's take a look. Could you eat what you're putting on your body? Or is your paint in your house safe? Is your water supply safe? Are you living? There's some fantastic websites that you can plug in your zip code and see, well, how toxic is the region you live in? And, you know, I live in a very pristine, wooded kind of area, but when I pulled up this, you know, information, I was shocked at, oh, I didn't know all of that was going on in this region, or this many people had this many kinds of illnesses going on. So we dig into looking at, are you really, you know, can we take a few stones out of your pack, basically? We're never going to be toxin-free. That's not going to happen on this planet. But can we take a couple things out of here and find a way to just lighten that load for you?
Yeah, I run into that a lot with my practice as well. And that's one of my protocols, is to get people detoxed, because when you got to get those toxins out of there so that your body can stabilize itself and absorb the nutrients that you're trying to give it, you know, to get it into perfect balance so that it can heal itself. So, and that's a huge issue. I mean, more and more we're being exposed to more and more pollution, more and more heavy metals, and it's in everything. And it's amazing to me when I started doing this work how it is in everything. It's in our water. We think our water is fine when we take it from the tap, but it's not. You know?
No, I often challenge people. I'm like, set a cup of that up on the windowsill for a week and see what starts growing in it. It's amazing how you just don't really know until you start to test it. Or many of us think, oh, well, you know, the biggest one I see is parasites. People, I don't have parasites. And I'm like, well, do you eat strawberries in January? They probably come from a country where excrement is considered fertilizer. It's okay, mm-hmm. you know, but there's, and it's in, do you have pets? Do you eat sushi? Do you sleep in hotels? Do you eat in restaurants? You know, these are all places you could pick this up. And I'm always intrigued that people think, oh, no, they just stay on the borderline. You know, they don't come over without their passports. So it's like, no. You went to spring break in Mexico. It means, you know, you live a normal life. And so it's to, again, you don't have to change everything. It's you treat once in a while for this. And so, you know, in our household, once a year, we do a parasite cleanse. It's just what we do, because we're not going to get rid of our animals and we're not going to change our lifestyles to live in a bubble.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's ridiculous to ask people to change their lifestyles. And lots of times people think that you know, that's what we're going to recommend, and it's going to be too hard for them to do it. So instead of starting the protocol, they would just rather ignore it because they think it's going to be too hard. But, yeah, I mean, I know when I've had bad food at a restaurant. And the other issue is all the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides that are on our produce. And a lot of people think that they can buy local produce and you know, and it's healthy. And it does cut down on the footprint, you know, that we make on the earth if we buy the food locally. But if that is not organic produce that you're buying or organic food that you're buying locally, it doesn't matter if you're getting your food from a local farmer or a farmer in Chile. It's still going to have the same effect on your body as far as the toxins that are in it, the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. So, Andriana, what are some of the seven main stressors affecting health today?
Well, beyond just that toxic level, there's this whole problem of food is not what it used to be. It's shocking how there's been some studies, and we have about 40% of the nutrients that we used to have in the same foods, and it's partially from how we rotate crops or don't rotate crops, how we fertilize or don't fertilize, you know, the land. So nutritional deficiencies are a huge issue, biochemical imbalances, and part of that's from, you know, the SAD, or what we call the standard American diet, and, you know, we're not eating the right combinations of foods, and so therefore we're not getting those nutrients we need. And, you know, a lot of people actually do have physical structural problems, whether it's, you know, I'm amazed at how many people have, like, temporal mandibular jaw problems, or, you know, their vertebrae are out of alignment, or their leg lengths are off, or they've had injuries that have created these physical stressors in their bodies. But people also have what are called, you know, we call them energetic perturbances, but it's basically scars. Scars are amazing, and even though you might have gotten a surgery 20 years ago and it's healed up and you think nothing of it, that scar can actually let out up to 9 volts of electricity. So let's say you have 4 or 5 of those scars. They're all pumping out those 9 volts of electricity. That's a lot of confusion in your electrical system and how the body communicates. So those scars...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yes it is, Andriana. I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to have to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about these main stressors. We can talk more about the scars affecting the health. We have, Andriana, you are going to give a free 15-minute meet and greet consultations away. So I want to tell the listeners how they can get a free 15-minute meet and greet consultation with you. You can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be giving free meet and greets to the listeners who call in. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, last night I was watching the news and I saw something that triggered my "What the Bleep is That?" segment.
And now, The Michelle Bond's "What the F*** segment."
On the news last night, there was a doctor talking about menopausal women and the latest studies. And she was telling menopausal women not to take calcium and vitamin D supplements for their bone health, that the most recent studies showed that they were ineffective for bone health. Now, this is the same doctor who, during the flu epidemic, was begging people to get the flu vaccine as the only way to effectively prevent you from getting the flu. Then, last week, the CDC announced that the flu vaccine this year was ineffective, even though they had the right strain, and especially in the high-risk category of 65+. So here's people who were getting the flu vaccine, thinking they weren't going to get the flu, that it would prevent them from getting the flu, and they, in fact, got the flu. So what's going on here? Well, first of all, if you want to not get the flu and other diseases, you really need to concentrate on boosting your immune system. But I want to question these studies, these recent studies that came out. Were these independent studies that came out that said women should not be having calcium supplements, or were these studies done by the drug companies who make money off of the drugs they sell you for your bone health, for your osteoporosis? And these drugs really are not that effective against osteoporosis because they make the bones very brittle, which can cause them to be more susceptible to fractures. So the other issue is, in these studies, is what type of calcium were these women taking? Because not all calcium supplements are equal. Some calcium supplements are more absorbable than others. And also, you need to have the right ratio of magnesium to calcium. You have to have vitamin D the right amount, and you also have to have vitamin K. All this is very important when you are trying to have your body absorb calcium. Then the other question is, were these women taking soy? Because for menopausal women and perimenopausal women, they encourage women to drink soy because they can get estrogen from it. And soy actually makes the body ability to absorb calcium. It makes it harder. It can't really absorb it if you're on soy. So what gives? She was saying for everybody to stop taking these calcium supplements and to get calcium from their diet only. And in our last segment here, we were talking with Andriana about how our food is not as nutritious as it used to be, and we can't get all of our nutrients from the food. So you can't really rely on the diet to give you all the calcium that you need, even if you're eating a diet that has a lot of foods that have a lot of calcium, because you have to make sure you're balancing the vitamin D, the magnesium, and the vitamin K. So there are tons of studies out there, and they're independent studies that show that the calcium supplements actually do improve bone health. So for more information on this and how I can help you get through perimenopause and menopause easily and effectively, you can go to themichellebondshow.com and contact me there on my website. All righty. We are talking with Andriana here about achieving and maintaining optimal wellness in a hectic world. And we were talking about some of the main stress factors or stressors affecting health today. So, Andriana, you want to finish talking about the scars?
That would be great. So scars, ganglia, acupuncture meridians, acupuncture points. There's, you know, we've got a lot of different treatments that we do for these dysfunctional things, whether they're injection treatments called neural therapy, whether they're microcurrent or essential oils or tapping techniques. So it's, you know, we have to kind of figure out what's causing dysfunction in a region and then how to work with it. And, you know, it's interesting you talking about that study. I always get so irritated with people in the singular studies, because you can find a study that says ice cream only is the best diet you should ever have. And I think people have to think about the concept of meta-analysis, where we're taking a look at a bunch of different studies and finding, you know, just like any real study, you need a good group that all say the same things with the same parameters. And none of those studies are looking at those multiple factors. So thank you for pointing that out to us. Beyond that energetic perturbance, there's three other things we really look at. One is food intolerances. So I am shocked at how many people have food intolerances and also food allergies. And the list of foods are becoming greater and greater and greater. And we really feel this is more of an inflammatory response. Mm-hmm. As well as an environmental response, because when I was in school, we didn't have a peanut table at my school where you were only allowed to have peanuts. And now with my child, you know, if you sent a peanut butter sandwich to school, that's like huge no-no. So we're working with a lot with people and helping them, you know, to figure these food intolerances out. And tricky, because so many of the blood tests are inaccurate, or you send splint samples to different places and they come back with different results. So the best thing that we've found is really to do elimination, which means you take it out of your diet for 2 months, and then you challenge yourself with it. You gorge on it for a day or two, and you write out over the next 3 or 4 days how you feel. And it's pretty amazing how you could see what foods bother you and which foods don't. Now, another thing that often is a big issue for people is unresolved psycho-emotional problems or spiritual conflicts. And so we have to really help people with this. And surprise.
It's like you got your little child there.
That's my little helper right there. So she just had to come in and help surprise me. So, you know, a lot of people on this level, you know, we do what's called family constellation work, which is from Bert Hellinger. We do a lot of the tapping techniques as well, because they're free, they're easy, they're, you know, effective, and you could use them quite simply. We do a lot with color therapy and homeopathy as well. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the basic things that we do on the psycho-emotional side. But we also then, the biggest thing that's coming... Just leave her. The biggest thing that we're dealing with also is geopathic stress. Now, geopathic stress is, unfortunately, it's not just earth stress anymore. It's electromagnetic stress. It's cell phone towers. It's microwaves, radio waves, etc. All these things.
Well, with the radio waves... people are not real familiar with everything that's going on, and we have so much EMFs that you can't see that are in our environment, and they're saying that that actually is a new toxicity that's coming in. You can't see it, but it's supposedly supposed to be worse than the air pollution from all the cars.
The shocking thing
and the gasoline engines.
We don't have to use the frequency.
Industry and everything. And people are not aware of this toxicity because they cannot see it. But it affects all of us in ways that it affects not only our bodies physically, but our bodies energetically, because we are energy beings. And it's interesting what can ride on these energy waves and how it can make, you know, play havoc on our bodies. But the EMFs are in everything. I mean, microwaves, you get them from the electricity, from your dryer, your hair dryer, your TV, your radio. I mean, it's just amazing the toxicity that's there. And this is going to be opening up, I believe, as people become more aware of it, a whole nother area that we haven't even really explored. We're just touching the surface on that.
Definitely. And luckily, you know, I work with many people from Europe, and the Europeans are really up in arms and fighting it. And they're like, no, we don't want this in our town. And we are seeing that this causes cancer. This causes health problems. This is affecting our children. And I'm amazed at these new smart meters. I will literally see people have them installed on their wall, and within 6 months, the health complaints are exponentially going out of the roof. And, you know, and it's, again, we can't get away from wireless. You may not have, but there's simple things. Like we tell people, you know, no cordless phones. It's a hassle to have a corded phone. Or if you're going to have a cordless phone, under 900 megahertz is a safe. The sad thing is, these companies have chosen these frequencies that communicate on the same level as our bodies. So it just disrupts cellular communication on the core level. And there's, unfortunately, there are so many gadgets and so many schemes of, oh, wear this necklace or have this thing that you tape onto your phone or whatnot, that when you really measure them, just objectively measure them, they're not doing anything. And we all want to believe there's a quick, easy fix. And so, you know, we've really been putting a lot of effort, because we work with a lot of children on the spectrum, or, you know, families that have autistic children, and they are so sensitive to these things, and as all of us are, but they are even more sensitive than most. And so we've really been diligently trying to help come up with safe, easy, effective ways of treating this. Shut your wireless off at night. You don't need it on while you're sleeping. You know, nothing plugged in for 3 feet around your bed. You can have a wind-up clock. You can have a little, you know, the Coleman flip-on lights. There's lots of ways of working with this. And so, you know, we are trying to kind of live in our world and be realistic. And one of the things that I love about, I work with such a great group of people at Holistic Healing Arts, that
Andreana, I want to hear more about that when we come back.
Yes.
You know, we can take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll find out about the group of people that you are working with, and I also want to talk about the allergies and autism here.
Yes.
So you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more
more about Joseph and how to discover the power of Blueprint Numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking with Andriana here today about achieving and maintaining optimal wellness in a hectic world. We were talking in the last segment a bit about allergies and autism, and I don't know if you have found this to be true in your practice or not, but there is so much more allergies, food allergies, than there were in the past. It's a pretty much epidemic. And there also is a lot of autism, way more than in the past. And a lot of people, independent studies have shown, they've been doing independent studies, and they are linking, they do believe that this could be caused from the GMOs, the genetically modified organisms, the food that we are ingesting, that could be causing it. And do you have anything to say about that? Have you found that to be a possibility in your practice, Andriana?
Oh, definitely. I think that, you know, the whole concept of this Frankenfood, there's such good data out there across the board that really what's going on with not only the GMO, but how they are starting to engineer these pesticides into our food. And you know, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and it's crazy. It's like, how can you take this apart from that and not see that this is going to harm the human body? And how can you even, why are you practicing on us? We didn't sign up for this. And I'm so sad to see how some of the legislation for the quality of organic is really being hacked or trying to be hacked. The concept of not having to label what's in our food, I think, is just appalling. I'm shocked to see how so many other countries are like, are you kidding? Of course you have to put what's on, what you put in the box, we need to know. And here in America is the only place that I know of that doesn't have to do that. It's shocking. So yeah. I think that there's those factors, as well as, you know, people are tending to have children much later in life. So they have, you know, they're in a better situation on a certain maturity level, but they're also had many more years to become toxic. That's why we really try to help people, you know, spend 6 months to a year ahead of time to clean up. Because when you get pregnant, baby is a storage bin. And all your body looks at that as one more place to park toxins. So if they genetically can't handle, I'm shocked at how many people have these interesting gene mutations expressing where they can't handle heavy metals. They can't do sulfation. They can't do methylation. And so it's a complete setup that when they then get exposures to these toxins, that they're like the canaries in the coal mine. It just cripples them.
Yeah, so that is true. And we're seeing it more and more, and we just really have got to get a handle on it here. The initiative, I did a show a few weeks back about the Initiative 522 here in the state of Washington to require genetic labeling. And it's something that really needs to be done on a national level, not just, statewide, but nationally. And yeah, we are one of the few countries that don't do that. And it is just insane. So we need to pull together so that to make these initiatives go through and to make sure that we can protect our food sources. So collaborative, we need to come together in collaboration. And I did a show a few weeks back with Dennis Flaherty about how we are going to survive in this next millennium and where the prosperity is. And we talked about collaboration. So I want to talk about collaboration and healthcare and collaborative care, why we need a village, not just a doctor, to help us with our healthcare. So, Andriana, do you have something you want to add to that?
I do. I think it is so important because I think my job as a healthcare provider is to help empower the people that I see. I meet so many people that just want to have someone fix it for them. And it's mm-hmm. like teaching someone to fish versus handing them a fish. And so a lot of what, I work with a group of people. We're obviously all moms, as you heard earlier. But we've got naturopaths. We've got acupuncturists. We have colon hydrotherapy. We have nutritionists. We have nursing. We have constitutional homeopathy. We have psychologists. And we have structural support people. So that all of these seven factors that we were talking about, we have people all together at Holistic Healing Arts, really, truly being holistic. We want to work with you and your family in this way of empowering you. And we do a lot of, we've challenged each other to put out little, we do a newsletter that gives people just tips and on how to deal with things. Like, what are some alternatives to the flu shot? Well, we've got alternatives to the traditional. Because when we started seeing the reports of, seizures and febrile problems and that they were pulling the free flu shot program for children, it was like, oh, this is bad because it has been an epidemic and we do need to boost our immune systems. Mm-hmm. And, and trying to work well with other, anytime I hear of doctors that are like, oh, it's only this way, it's only my way, and if you do anything else, then you're fired. I'm like, well, yeah, thank you. Fire me because I think I need a better thing. We need teamwork because no one human has all the information. And all of us work very hard to have a good foundation and to provide people with the best choices that they can have and knowledge. Because I'm so often amazed at what I think of as, oh, everybody knows this. Not everybody knows that, and we all forget. We get into our groove of our interest, and we think everybody is interested in this or everybody knows this, and so that importance of, like you sharing on the radio or the people that are using the internet, and, I love YouTube. What a great, concept of, just put the data out there and people can search through and see what they have. We also... when we had talked about doing the 15-minute meet-and-greet type of a thing, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows we're always happy to do that, to just share our concept and talk to people about that. And I think you guys have all of our contact number.
Well, why don't you give it to our listeners right now?
We're in Edmonds. We're at Holistic Healing Arts, and our phone number is 425-582-7678. And it's a simple website, holistichealingarts.org or nurseandy.com. And, as a nurse, my job has always been to help people know, here's your options. So I've got a Michener-esque style website. You'll have to forgive me. I'm an information junkie, and I love to just keep putting more information out there. And it's like, if it works for you, great, take it. If it doesn't, that's completely great to leave behind what doesn't work for you. Use what works for you. There's food lists about, well, here's a candida diet, but it doesn't just tell you the 50 things not to eat. It tells you 100 things that you can eat. So there's
so,
a lot of things.
I want people to make sure they can contact you because we're going to have to wrap the show up here in a minute. Mm-hmm. So can you please give your phone number and your email addresses again?
Sure. The phone number is 425-582-7678. And the email is very simple. It's info, I-N-F-O, at nurse, N-U-R-S-E, and then Andy, A-N-D-I, .com.
And, great. And Andreana, we have to go. I want to thank you so much for being on the show with me today and sharing all your information. And I want to remind everybody to come to the Northwest Women's Show in Seattle, Washington, on Sunday, March 3rd from 12 until 1:30, where Dr. Pat, Laura Langley, and myself will be doing a panel. It's very exciting. Come see us. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show. For more information about the show and myself, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. And it's on Transformation Talk Radio. So for more information about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Join me next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time for The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Have a prosperous week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.